I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, last week, the Game Fish and Parks issued information about EHD and removing leftover deer license and offering refunds to East River firearm hunters for this season. Reports of deer losses continued as hunters took to the fields for the traditional pheasant hunting opener. In response, now the GF&P is offering refunds to any hunter with an archery, youth, or muzzleloader deer license. In addition, voluntary refunds will be offered to individuals who have already received a deer license for any East River Firearm Hunting Unit and West River Hunting Unit, 45A and 45B in Lyman County. Those who want to take advantage of the option to return a license for a refund to mail that license and tags to the GFP licensing office in Pierce, South Dakota, archery and youth license returned for a refund must be postmarked by November 1st. All other licenses must be returned prior to the season starting. The disease is common in white-tailed deer and is typically detected in late summer, early fall. The virus is spread by a biting midge and causes extensive internal hemorrhaging. Many deer exhibit no clinical signs and appear perfectly healthy, while others may have symptoms such as respiratory distress, fever, and swelling of the tongue. With highly virulent strains of the virus, deer can be dead within 1 to 3 days, and affected deer are often found near low-lying areas or near water like a river or a pond. This is due to the deer attempting to get water in their system to combat the high fever. EHD is not infectious to humans. But for more information on EHD virus and to view a map updated weekly of reported dead deer, visit the Game Fish and Parks website, and they'll have a hemorrhagic disease link that you can look at that map for that. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Well, now we head up to the Brown Lake National Wildlife Refuge, Brown County Refuge, and Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And first of all, before we talk what's happening up there, how about as far as migration? Anything out of the Canadian border or North Dakota you've heard about?
Yeah, absolutely. I just saw the other day that north of Woodworth, North Dakota, there was a flock of over 1 million snow geese estimated. That was a mile long, and so there was some pretty impressive video I saw of that, and that if that doesn't tell you there's a little migration going on, I don't know what does. So that looked phenomenal. I talked to another hunter that was up in the Regina, Saskatchewan area, who said that the mallard migration there, this was probably a week ago, was just phenomenal there, and there was an awesome amount of mallards up there, and hunting was just as good as it can get. So there's birds starting to work this way, but Canada, like we've talked about before, is such prime habitat right now. It's going to have to get somewhat of a cold freeze there before we see a giant push in this area.
Well, I can't remember over the last couple decades where you've ever been setting on like a 500,000 of ducks in the month of October.
Oh, yeah. It's been rare for quite a while because we just haven't been able to manage the refuge water levels like we would like to because of all the water coming down from North Dakota on the James River. So like you kind of alluded to there, right now we've got over 500,000 ducks on the refuge, we think, which unfortunately aren't real easy to see because they're out in all the flooded smartweed and other vegetation. And so it's a little difficult to see, but from Highway 10 and Brown County 16 and the other roads that run by it, you can get pretty good glimpse of some ducks sitting out there in the vegetation. And right now, the pintails are just great, and lots of pintails. I'm pretty sure it's the most pintails we've ever seen, probably over 100,000 pintails on the refuge. Just a great sight. And our mallard population is getting to the point now where I'm starting to see them feeding in some cornfields around the refuge. And I think a group of hunters had some pretty good success yesterday in a cornfield on the west side of the refuge.
Now, you're north of the Continental Divide. That's usually the north end of Lake Traverse in South Dakota. So how does that river flow into you from the north? Is it just an elevation deal?
Yep, it's you're right. It's an elevation deal. And, you know, the James River is known as the slowest moving river in the world, I believe. So the grade down to about the Spink Brown County line is pretty flat, and it does not flow very fast. And then once it gets down there, it's a little more of a drop-off.
But, okay.
That might have something to do with it.
But you...
we're like I said, our water levels coming from North Dakota have slowed down a little bit, but we're holding enough water back that it's just really creating a lot of ducks on the refuge.
But no white fronts or snow geese in the area, to your knowledge?
Yeah, yesterday we had over 1,000 snow geese on the refuge. They might have just come in, and a few white fronts have been spotted here or there. So, yeah, we've definitely got a little bit of everything right now. And we usually don't have a ton of dark geese on the refuge, but this year it seems like we've had a little more than usual dark geese. I don't know if that's because of the habitat conditions out there or other things, but I think if people like to shoot Canada geese and maybe a shot at a white front or a fields around the refuge, might not be a bad spot to come try.
Can they call the refuge for more information?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody can call the refuge for more information. That's 605-885-6320, and you'll get a voicemail there, and you just have to punch in someone's number or extension, and hopefully someone will be able to help you. And you can visit our website for migration updates, which we try to do once a week.
Don Soderlund, Sand Lake Refuge, thank you. Now we head out to the Whitlock Bay Supper Club Pro Guide, Chuck Krause. And Chuck, water temps, salmon, the latter, are there still fish around or being caught?
Oh, yeah, there's still a few guys trying it. Water temps running at 54, 55-degree mark. And I think the temperature they're looking for, you know, ideally is like in that 51. So there'll still be a little bit of a run. I see the salmon boat coming by every once in a while. Going down below here, I think they're electrofishing the salmon down here to get enough eggs for, you know, for stocking for next year. And not a lot of people fishing. You know, the pheasant hunters will cast a little bit in the morning, you know, prior to going out to chase pheasants. And every once in a while, you hear about one or two being caught. But all in all, just not a lot of activity. And I think everybody's kind of switched gears to hunting.
Well, you know, it's kind of weird because of that. I think we'd usually have that ideal water temp for spawning usually a couple, 3 weeks ago on a normal year, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's taken forever for this water to cool off. We had a very unusually warm summer, July in particular. It takes forever to warm this water up, and it takes forever to cool it back down. And for whatever reason, it just... We haven't had we've only had, I think, one really cool night where we actually had some frost, and now we're back. I think this morning it's 46 degrees here right now, so not cooling down all that much, so maybe we'll still get a little bit of a run.
Chuck Krause, Whitlock Bay Supper Club, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, fishing in the area, working from Ponset South, what have you heard?
You know, the buzz down here pretty much has been Lake Ponset. Those fish, they're definitely on the bite. There's a lot of them. They seem pretty hungry. So, you know, I did hear that... not only are they catching sublegals and then a few fish over that size limit, but also after dark, some people, and these are from shore, have had some success catching and I guess releasing larger fish in that 24 to 27 inch category. So sounds like it could have been up on the north side, but I heard a couple reports of that. So I think a lot of people from around Brookings have been heading that way. You know, Lake Thompson's been pretty crazy quiet this fall so far. Haven't heard anything off of the Oak Woods. One or two people have tried that. Lake Sinai is quieted down. Just not getting much for reports out there. It was a pretty good perch crappie fishery there for a while, but not hearing much now. Lake Goldsmith. Just northwest of Volga, at least for a while there, within the last 2 weeks, was producing walleyes. Guy went out there and had a limit of fish in that 13 to 16 inch class, and they were also getting a few nice perch in the mix. So that's been a positive spot up here. I think they're still getting small walleyes and occasionally getting a better fish on West 81 Lake. A guy who had been fishing smallmouth and getting big smallmouth out there said that had slowed down. Further to the south, Lake Madison, I think, continues to produce some walleyes and some perch. Heard one report off of there. And the Minnehaha County Lakes, we've done some pretty aggressive stocking into those lakes, and I think they're producing some fish. So some decent fishing to be had around the region.
Well, as far as duck and goose hunting, you and your buddies between Brookings and Lake Thompson and Sioux Falls, are they faring a little better?
You know, there's it's kind of a mixed bag. We tried Tuesday and didn't see a lot of birds. It was pretty quiet. We were down on the south end of Lake Thompson, south of Oldham Grade, and a few birds flew by, a few divers, a few puddlers. We really couldn't get them to decoy. Buddy of mine fished further south, or he hunted further south, field hunted down there, and he and his friends picked up a limit of mallards and a nice group of Canada geese, but they had the right field, and they said they were shooting pretty well that day. Didn't have a ton of birds come in, so it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, there are pockets of birds around the region, but overall, bird numbers still seem to be pretty low.
Well, Dave Lucchese out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we head up to Webster Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell. And Brian, fishing, is it still pretty much the Opitz bitter, sometimes Wabe?
Yeah, those would be the three main ones, I would say. Opitz and bitter would probably be where most people are going. Bite's been good on both of them. People are catching fish. Opitz, you're going to deal with a fair number of fish under 15 inches, but you probably will get your fish over 15 as well. Maybe Reitz Lake, we're still seeing a little bit of activity on there as far as people being out or getting a few tag returns. So some activity on there, and I'm guessing the bite's pretty good if I'm getting tag returns as well.
Anybody, to your knowledge, trying the perch on pickerel or still bluegill on enemy?
You know, I think there's probably some activity on enemy swim, catching a variety of species. But as far as pickerel, I just haven't heard too much up there, and I would say the pressure even on enemy is probably just one or two people here and there, so it's not real busy.
No perch bite breaking out any place in Day County?
No, just not hearing of a bite. If there people are interested in perch, most of them are going to Big Stone or even down to Ponce. It sounds like Ponce has been pretty darn busy down there.
The Pious or Scatterwood, would that be a perch lake?
Pious, yeah, there's perch, nice perch in there. Scatterwood out in Edmonds County, that's primarily... That's a lot of walleyes there right now, so it'd be a walleye bite up there.
Well, duck hunters, pheasant hunters, how are they faring?
No, not a lot of duck or not a lot of pheasant hunters in Day County right now. Those that are primarily on the, I'd say, on the western side, I'd say, you know, they're seeing birds, and as the corn goes out, we should see more. The ducks are the same story we've been talking about for a few weeks, just haven't had much of a migration. Hopefully that migration comes before we get too much further into this fall and things start freezing up. But as of now, you know, they're still shooting a few birds here and there, but it's still pretty tough. We just haven't had much for migration yet.
To your knowledge, no EHD or the midges biting deer a problem in Day County?
No, I don't believe there's been any reports of deer, any dead deer from EHD in Day County yet. Hopefully we're through that. We just, you know, we haven't had a real good freeze yet, but hopefully the midges have, you know, have died. So hopefully we don't have that problem in Bay County.
I do see fishing pressure at the trout pond here in Watertown, Third Avenue Pond, Lions Park. Do you know how many trout were stocked in there this spring and this fall?
In the spring there was around 1,200 that were stocked. They were smaller fish, so 8 to 10, maybe some 11, 12 inches. And then this fall I think there was 600 stocked. And they were a little bigger fish, so a lot of those are going to be around 11 to 12 inches. So should provide some good activity for people, and obviously they've been fishing it pretty hard this fall, and hopefully once we get some ice on there, people will be able to catch some of those through the ice as well.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel out to the Pier Fort Pier area. Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait Shop. And first of all, down below, is it still a strong walleye bite from Old Antelope down to the bend?
Oh, yes. Very strong and a lot less traffic, which makes for better fishing.
And as far as up above, has anybody caught any salmon, see them surface or doing anything?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity right around the West Shore boat ramp. You can literally, I had a couple from Rapid City that brought in a total of 10 last weekend from 3 pounds up to, I believe, 18. And they literally, from the West Shore boat ramp, could see the females come in, drop their eggs in 3 feet of water, and then a couple males would scramble in and fertilize the eggs.
I was going to say, well, those fish must be at the end of their life cycle just about then.
I would say so, yes.
And go ahead, Dan.
I called fisheries and let them know, and they said, well, that depends on the wind, but they were going to send some guys up there because it's been pretty slow, I guess, going up the ladders as far as salmon for spawning purposes.
How about walleyes up above?
Well, very little traffic, but my best reports are coming from in the Cheyenne Arm around that Minneconjou and Sansark area.
Pheasant hunters in the Pier area east and west of the river, how are they faring?
Well, some are doing very well. There's still a lot of unharvested crops. Our place, southeast of Gettysburg, they got the crops out, and I had some people out there, and they did fairly well, but you still got to work real hard for them.
Deputy Dan Miller at Carl's Bait Pier, Fort Pier, thank you. This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.